Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Can retake the lead in their playoff series with the Edmonton Oilers tonight. But in order to get that done, they'll have to bottle up Connor McDavid and the Oilers scoring machine, much like they did in game number one. Both teams see this pivotal game as an opportunity to control this series. So it comes down to who wants it more. If that team is to be the Blackhawks, they'll have to be a united force that reflects the organizational mantra, all for one. So McDavid and Taves are at center ice. The drop of the puck in game three is underway, and the Blackhawks control as Crawford plays the puck behind the net. He put it away at the left wing side to DeHaan, who scoops it down the left side boards deep into the Oiler end. And we get an icing call here to the Hawks. There's Mata with a drive. He scores! Ole Mata with a howitzer from outside near the blue line. And this may have been tipped on the way in, or maybe Ole Mata's second goal of the playoffs. But the Hawks draw first blood and lead 1-0. And now a point-blank shot from Dreisaitl. He scored. The Blackhawks had difficulty moving the puck out from near their net. It ended up in behind. And because of the difficulty, the puck was taken away and centered in front. And I think that was a complete accident on the part of the Hawks. Dreisaitl was on the near side of the post and drove it home. We're tied at one. Good chance there for the Hawks. Here's Dreisaitl clearing out of the Oilers zone to center ice on the right wing. Got by DeHaan, moving to the net. He shoots. Kick save made by Crawford. And Doc will poke the puck over the line to center ice, forcing the Oilers to regroup. Crawford out to play it ahead to Kane through center ice over the Oilers line. Right wing side. To DeBrinket, right wing corner. Over to Taves, left circle. To Kane, left point. Time winding down. Here's Kane rolling through the high slot, dropping it to DeBrinket, moving it in, putting it to Doc, to Taves. He put it toward the net. They score! And I'm not sure if this is Jonathan Taves or Dominic Kubalik. At the very last second, Kubalik got his stick in there and jabbed it into the net, but it might have already been over the line. Either way, it's a power play goal. Backing into the Hawk zone with the puck between the circles is Slater Cuckoo. Then Highmore gave it away to Dreisaitl. A shot from the high slot, blocked by Highmore. A follow-up shot for the right point. Save made by Crawford. The rebound. Dreisaitl shoots and scores. He picks up his second goal of the game. And another bad clearing attempt by the Hawks turns out to be costly once again. Time running out on the Oilers here for the period. Left bomb to McDavid, Oiler line. A burst of speed up the left wing to center ice. He'll fire the puck down the boards in behind the Hawk net. Mata caught it in the far corner, put it in behind. McDavid tried to center it out in front. Knocked away by DeHaan, but right to Dreisaitl beside the right wing circle. Here's Dreisaitl in the right circle. Sent it in front of the net. Look out, McDavid's got it. He shoots and scores. It's another power play goal for Connor McDavid. And the Oilers take the lead just before the close of the second period. Hawks will get it back. Cuckoo with the puck along the right boards. Hawk in. Passes to Mata along the left wing boards. Returns it to Slater Cuckoo. Right wing to center ice. He'll stick the puck off the dasher down behind the Oiler net. Nurse left it for Bear in the corner. Put it around. Nod out. And now here's a shot from Cuckoo. Right point. He scores! His second goal of the playoffs and second in as many games. A howitzer shot by Slater Cuckoo from the right point. Beats Koskinen. And we're tied at three. Draw Keith at the line. Deep slot over to Murphy with a shot to score! From the right point, Connor Murphy sticks it toward the Oiler net. Taves may have deflected it, and the Hawks have now retaken the lead with 1:21 left in the third period. All right, draw to the right of Crawford. Hawks have to kill off 12 and a half seconds. Taves scoops the puck to the near boards. Here's a shot from Yamamoto. Crawford down with a butterfly save. The rebound shoved out of there by McDavid. One last shot from the left wing boards by Neal. This deflects out of play, and the Hawks hang on and win game number three by the final score of 4-3. And the Blackhawks will now take a 2-1 lead in this best-of-five series with the Oilers. They can close the Oilers out coming up on Friday night in game number four.